Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
When a woman is shopping for a formal gown, don't get in her way. It's a real deal thing. It's one piece normally. It has to fit you perfect. You want it to fit you perfectly. And then there's no such thing as perfect. I say this because I am shopping for a formal gown for a formal event we're going to. But I have a gown. You guys have suits, okay? You get you a new suit or rent you something, you know? I have a gown to wear.
You can rent a gown, too.
Huh?
Rent a gown.
I'm not going to rent a gown thing. I don't think.
And
I'm going
to
buy.
So a formal gown, does that become like an all-consuming mission? When you know that you have to dress up for an event, that's where your focus, and I'm not making fun of anything, I'm being serious about it. It becomes like
a mission. Depending on the woman, I would love to be the woman who says, we'll go shopping the weekend before for it. No, that's not going to be me, because I've done this since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. It was easy when you were a teenager. You walk in with your friends, you go, I want to try these on, and you find one that you love, and mom or dad agrees to buy it, and you're set. Plus, that's at the time in your life where you, it doesn't matter what you think you look like, you look great in almost anything. As you get older, you don't look great in everything. And that's a fact for men and women. And so you need to know there's so much to know about shopping for a formal gown. You need to know your body and your body type well. I can love it hanging up there and think, oh my gosh, that would look so good on this friend or that friend. But no, that's not for me. And then you have to think of the occasion, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a couple of gowns. I have 3 formal gowns hanging in my closet. They've been worn, and I'm not against wearing them again. They've been worn to, like, parties and balls, and they're flashy. I'm not going to wear something too flashy to this event. This is probably the most upscale event I've ever been to. You guys, too, really.
Being honest.
Got to wear shoes.
Yeah, we normally don't get invited to anything upscale.
or let in if we show
it's
up.
It's upscale, and it's, for me, it's a professional thing, and I want to have fun that night, and it's going to be fun. It's a celebration, but I do also want to look right. So, yes, the dress really matters to me. This is where I also got stuck in that gown the other day. I was telling you about it. I was in a dressing room, and time was ticking away because I needed to get home to go to Phoebe's thing at her school. And I had zipped myself up in this gorgeous, shimmery, lavender gown. And I loved it. And it was very snug up top, where the top of the place on a woman's body, or your body too, guys, where you're trying to reach back in the middle of your back, that zipper was stuck there and I could not get it off. And I started to sweat. I started going, hi, is anyone out there? You know, I didn't want to pick up my purse and waddle through it was a mermaid style dress too. So I'd kind of been waddling.
Oh, Lord.
I love that style.
Yeah.
I've been waddling out into the store, but I couldn't find anyone. So I was patient, took deep breaths. Started to try to inch the zipper down. I hurt my shoulder trying to inch the zipper down because, understand, it was on my body, Murphy. I didn't want to have to buy it. I didn't want to hurt the dress.
Yeah, right.
That's another thing about formal dress shopping. You almost do need to bring a friend to help you get in and out of things.
That's why in the movies when you see people being sized up for formal wear, you've got somebody helping you get in and out of it.
It's another reason that people who have the money to do it, like famous people, when you watch the Academy Awards, those dresses those women are wearing, they've been planning that dress for months.
Yeah.
They've been probably like drinking chicken broth at night just so that they're perfect in it.
Sewed into the dress.
And they do. It's made for their bodies.
Yeah.
That's why it looks so perfect. It is like, pick what style you want, pick what color you want. It's made for you, and you literally stand there probably a week before and they make it for you. We don't all have that luxury. I don't have that luxury. I will be buying something off of a rack. And there's a lot of great things to choose from. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I'm so excited because I love to dress up. Mm-hmm. Murphy, you know that.
Yeah, you do.
I'll wear a dress and heels to something that's like, people are looking at me like, what are you doing?
For just about any party or event that we wind up going to, it's like, getting to enjoy a fashion show because Jody's trying on 5 and 6 different things.
Well,
beforehand.
Anyway.
What do you think of this? What do you think of that?
I love to dress up.
Can I ask a dumb guy question?
Please.
How were you able to zip it up if you couldn't reach to zip it down?
I don't know. I don't know how I zipped it up.
Disjoint your shoulder or something?
It felt like it. My shoulder is sore, and that was 3 days ago, something
well,
like that.
I think that's also it's probably physics. It's easier to zip something up than it is to unzip it because the tension is the opposite direction. When you're closing a zipper, the tension holds it together.
There
when you're
go.
Unzipping, you wind up getting things uneven and stuck. And Yeah.
I didn't want to hurt the dress, and it wasn't coming down. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to wiggle out of this and potentially hurt it. Then I would have had to buy it. And I loved it still. I mean, I may still go try it on, but with some help. That one again. It's in contention. But there's just so much to say about it, you know? And everything that's available, whether online or at boutiques or even at department stores, I'm standing there looking at it going, that's too young for me. That's somebody's prom dress. Although I love it, I won't be wearing that because you need to be on point with who you are and where you are in life, but also the occasion.
Yeah.
And then there was a bunch of stuff that's like, I'm not wearing that. That looks like something I would wear years from now to a wedding.
Yeah.
That's not for a gala. I'm not, So
Well,
I don't wish I had the ease of a suit because I love being a girl and slipping dresses on and off. But
to me, it's kind of like for guys' fashions right now, where you've got the tapered legs and all those. I can't wear any of that.
Sure.
Can't pull that off. You know.
You can't go wrong with a classic.
Can you, Sam?
Though.
Can you pull that off?
I have skinny bird legs.
You do, Sam.
So
you could.
Depending on the cut and the slack, I can. It just depends on the pants themselves. Because if the thighs are not right along with the leg, I can't do it. But if the thighs are right, then it tapers, I can pull it off.
Okay.
Undergarments are also.
I have to go
also,
in the dressing room and try it on.
Yeah.
Undergarments are also an important part of women's formal wear. One of the gowns I tried on was backless. I won't be able to wear a regular bra with a backless gown. Then I have to go undergarment shopping. So it was like that one I love, however. Do I really want to, And I know what those things cost. And for you to get in them and it all look right, like it's supposed to, that has to be taken into consideration. Another gown that I loved that it's in contention, there's really only two in contention right now, but it's completely off the shoulder. So that's a strapless situation,
right.
Which is okay. I can do that. It's not what I'm used to on the daily, though.
But you won't be on a trampoline or a pogo stick.
No, I won't. But there's just so much to be thought about. And here's my other thing to throw in for any woman going to a special occasion. I learned this from a friend years ago. We showed up to go to an event together, and it was a dressy event. She showed up with more than one dress. I said, why did you bring two dresses? She's like, what if you bump into me with coffee? What if I split this?
That's really smart.
And it is smart. Mm-hmm. So I will be, sorry, Murph, bringing two gowns, at least two gowns.
You're sorry about that.
Well, it's just going to take up some space.
Can I go back to the undergarment statement?
Sure.
Usually when I, a guy, when I dress up for these events, I'll wear something nice, suit or the jacket with pants.
Yes.
I've never looked at undergarments before, the Spanx kind.
Look into them.
I'm seriously considering it for this just because there's a little gut going on here, and this is a classy enough event where I might want to get rid of the gut.
Well, okay. Between now and then.
I mean, they make guy stuff, right?
They do make guy stuff. I want you to be prepared for the cost of it.
Oh.
It is expensive. Shapewear is a $1 billion industry.
Oh.
It is not cheap, but it's an investment if you would ever want to wear it again. That's number one. Number two that you guys need to know about shapewear, it's not comfortable.
It doesn't
Some
look
of
like
it is.
It doesn't
Some
look
of it is
comfortable,
but for the length of time, the whole night, when you're wearing that, you're not going to be able to be the regular Sam that you're all like.
I won't be able to bend over and pick something up off the floor.
No, you will, but it's just, there are consequences to being squeezed into something.
Well, it also sounds like you have to have a plan and strategy for going to the bathroom. Because that's not a quick routine either, huh?
Lord.
It's true. It's all true. Mm-hmm. Man, it takes some effort to look that good.
I know
it?
That they do have male Spanx.
Yeah, they
but
do.
And I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, how far can you take that?
It's not a transformation.
Right.
It smooths things out. And in my opinion of wearing it, only when I've had to, mm-hmm. only when I have those occasions. You guys probably don't even know when I've worn it.
No.
That's right, because it's under. But in my experience, it's to smooth things out. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see a lot of nonsense underneath you've spent all this money on a dress or for you guys, a jacket.
Well, I mean, for
it
you,
really makes it look statuesque.
Right. For a one-piece
woman
gown, you don't want
the rolls
seams
of life.
And bumps and all that
and
stuff.
And human beings have seams and bumps.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of bumps. So that's why shapewear.
I got one big bump here.
Anyway. <Yeah. laughs>
I'm going to try to get rid of mine before we go, I can tell you.
Anyway, I am not. It's so funny. I'm in the habit now of looking. I've been looking online. I'm going to another boutique today. I have a friend who's going to let me hit her closet because she has a dress that I really admired when I saw it on social media months ago. And she's like, come over and let's, you know, try it on. So I'm going to be in the, I'll probably land on a dress soon that I love,
yeah.
But I'm in the habit, and it's going to be until this event happens, I'm going to be thinking about the dress constantly.
Are considering you, options.
Yeah.
Are you able to just buy it off the rack, or are you going to have to get alterations?
I don't know yet. No. I'm expecting to probably have a couple of alterations because of the same reason I got stuck in that dress. It fit me perfectly everywhere, but not up top mm-hmm. perfectly. So I may have to buy a size bigger and have it fitted.
Or just leave it unzipped.
Right, that's classy. I'll sit by you.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.